Last week we learned the Gemara Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara quotes a machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim, whether one is in fulfillment of the mitzvah Kriyat Shema if he recites it in translation. The premise is that Kriyat Shema must be recited kichsovo, must to correspond to the text in the Chumash. The machlokes is if you recite in translation, is that considered kichsovo or not? So we have a perik in the middle of Sot, a perik of the Gemara, that lists off certain a whole list of things that need kichsovo. Or need kinus chosa, chichsova, let's say, duchene, you have to recite the psukim, mikra bikurim, vidui meiser, different things, or the parshas moshuach mochamach, for the soldiers, chalitza, the psukim chalitza, so you have psukim that have to be recited, so the tanoim learn out from psukim, some of them you're in fulfillment of chichsova, even though you say it in translation, and others have to be recited in the original Hebrew, otherwise not called chichsova, all based on psukim. And then you have sometimes you can't call it kichsova. You're not talking about psukim from Tanakh, but you're talking about the nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei, the nusach of Kiddush, the nusach of Brachos, Birchas HaTorah. So sometimes you yoytze in translation, sometimes not. It says the Kangodla Yom Kippur has to learn Kriyas HaTorah in conjunction with the Avodah. That's a din d'oraisa. So the Birchas HaTorah that he recites he's only yoytze in Hebrew, not yoytze in translation. Or when they learn Hakel. So the bracha that the melech says over the Sefer Torah has to be in the original Hebrew, can't be in translation. That's not kichsova, that's kinus chosa, the chacham wa misakin anusa. So kiddush and abdallah and davening and other brachas he can be yotze in translation, that's also considered the kinus chosa. And the birchas kohen gadol on Yom Kippur when he gets the aliyah, and the birchas haTorah by hakel has to be davke in the original Hebrew. So that's a machlokes hatanaim over here. So the Gemara says there's another din of kichsova that everybody agrees to. That there's no machlekes. This is a machlekes hatanaim if you yotze in translation. We pass in why yotze. It has to be a correct translation. But there's another din of kichsova that they all agree is required. B'hoyu b'haliyos and yehu that you cannot lain l'mafreya. Instead of reciting Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, pasuk after pasuk, I'll say Ulsaptam Amziz Beisechel Sherecha first, and then I'll say Besamtam Adloraya L'Shel Abachem. You go backwards. So if you're laying the psukim in the paragraph out of order, so that's a lack of kichsova. That's l'chol ha'deis. That's shelo yikra l'mafreya. That you learn out from Ohayu, b'havayosim yehu, that you're not yet if you're laying l'mafreya. What says to l'mafreya? So the Rambam writes a chiddush that the Mishnah here, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the first opening Mishnah in the second Terek and Brochus, quotes Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Why do we recite for Shema, ben v'hayoyim Shemaya, and then v'hayoyimah? So he says the theme of Shema is Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim. So that's the most important thing that has to come first. Kadeshi Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim Tchila. V'ahakach, he recites V'hayoyim Shemaya, that contains the theme of Kabbalah Sam Mitzvahs. And then V'hayoyimer is only Noig V'hayoyim, and it's not Noig V'alaylo. So therefore, V'hayoyimer comes later. So the Rambam writes a Chiddush, that this halacha that the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk, from Chumash, that if you lay in Kriya Shema Shalai Kichsovi Na Yotze, that's only within the paragraph of Shema, within the paragraph of Hayoyim Shema, if you read the Pesukim out of order. Or Kal V'chaim, if you read the words out of order within the Pesuk, that's for sure is Shalai Kichsovi. But what if you recite Hayoyim Shema before Shema? Or you recite Hayoyim before Shema, you recite the Parshios out of order. So the Rambam says, that's not called Lemafreya, that's not called Shalai Kichsovi, that's the Takana Satanaim, Rabbi Shulman Levi is explaining, Loma, Kodma, Parshas, why do you say first A, B, and C? In order, it goes a logical order, Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim, Kabbalah Sam Mitzvahs, and so on. But the evidence, if you recite the Parshas out of order, one would be yours. So there's a Taz in Yeridei in Hilchus Mezuzah, he writes a fantastic Kiddush. I'm not so convinced that he's right. Taz writes, if you write a Mezuzah, so if you write, Shaloi Kichsov is no good. So he says, if you have the psukim out of order, it's no good. But if you have first, well, you're in Shema, then you have Shema afterwards. So just like so too. Just like the Rambam says by Kriya Shema. When you recite Kriya Shema, so if you recite Parsha B before Parsha A is okay, because they're not one next, the Rambam says, because they're not adjacent to each other in the Chumash. Shema is in Vayeshkanan, and Vayeshkanan is in Ekev, the two different sedras. So too, he says, if you write a mezuzah, and you write Vahayayim Shemaya above Shema on the same parchment, b'dieved it would be good. I don't know, it's a little too big a chiddush. The pashtus is that there's a tzura of what the mezuzah is supposed to look like. It's not a question of kichsom.
Isn't it also a question of how we wrote it? If you wrote, like we do with Rabbeinu Tam and then fill it, that
he wrote
the
Shema first,
even though it was the bottom section of the parchment, and
that
wrote the volume,
and
more later in the top section.
Would
that make a difference?
I mean, you have to write
Kisidra.
Right.
That's
the din,
right.
He says it is, right.
Okay.
We do, even in Tzul Rabbi in the Tam, even in the Shel Rosh,
right.
Shel Rosh has four compartments, let's say the Shel Yad, you still have to write Kisidra. It's a special din. The Mechilta has that. The Gemara never has. The Mechilta has a din. That Shema v'Hayom Shema Kadesh v'Yakidiyacha of mezuzah and of tefillin have to be written kisidron. You have to write it in order. If you write it out of order, even though everything appears correct, let's say you'll write backwards in order not to smudge on the ink or something, or you write the end of all the pesukim and you write like this or something. So if you write out of order, even though after it dries off and you look at it, everything is in order.
One letter, you go back and fill it in.
Right. So that's your like considering that possible. In the Gemara, the din doesn't appear. And there's a Taisus in Menachos where Taisus sounds like they're saying, Taisus seems to be assuming that Tzul and Mezuzah is the same as the Sefer Torah. That it doesn't have to be written considering. So the Achreinim kvetch and they say, no, Taisus was aware of the Mechilta and they meant something else. So that's assumed in Shulchan Aruch. They accept that din in Shulchan Aruch. Special din, it's Tzul and Mezuzah. Has to be written kisidron, so the parshias have to be kisidron. The Rishayim say so. Not just the psukim within a parsha. The parshias. Yeah, probably. That you have to write first Shema and then Vahayam Shema. But he says you can write Shema on the bottom and Vahayam Shema on top and that'll be good. That's not a problem. I don't know.
Whole parsha. Even though he agrees on the psukim that you can't have out of order.
Right.
But the whole parsha, that'll be like the Kriya.
That's what he says based on the Rambam. Right? Right. Mm-hmm. It's Tazan Yeriday in Hilchas Mezuzah. So now the Gemara, two lines from the bottom, starts with a new discussion. A whole bunch of shittas in the Tanoim. How much of Kriya Shema when you recite Kriya Shema? So we recite two parshas of Shema. And the third parsha is for the purpose of the Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the first two parshas of Shema, one question you have to keep in mind is how much of the Kriya Shema is Deraisa? Is it all Deraisa? Is only part of it Deraisa? So we discussed already. Just to review, we discussed on the first daf, the Ramban's opinion, we're going to bump into this Ramban's sources on this Gemara. Ramban's opinion only Pasuk Rishon, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, that's Deraisa and everything else is only Midrabbanan. Rashi's opinion seems to be the opening, Rashi on the Mishnah, the Parsha Rishon is Deraisa, Parsha Shni is Midrabbanan. That's what it sounds like in the Gemara over here. Taisus disagrees with Rashi. Taisus says, what are you talking about? The both parshas are deras. That seems to be the machlokes on Yud Gimel and Beis. Then the Rambam, those are three opinions. Pasuk Rishon, Parsha Rishon, and Shteit Parshas are deras. We're going to have all the three shittas here. Then the Rambam writes that all three parshas are deras in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So that's what the Prima Gadim is. What? Vayomer is part of Kriya Shema. It doesn't say Shach B'chol Kumecha. So that's what we said in the name of Rab Chaim. The Rambam understood that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not a separate independent mitzvah. It enhances the Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. We say Shema Yisrael Hashem, Okein Hashem Echad. We know that it's true because we experience Yetzias Mitzrayim. And at that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrated to us all the Ikari HaMunah, and that's how we know that Ein Oid Mavada, that there's only one God in heaven above. So this is the Gemara that we're about to learn. So this, the Gemara has a discussion, how much a Kriya Shema needs Kavona. What kavana? What kavana are we talking about? So Rav Chaim explains Poshev Shad, kavana is Pirush Amilus. Not kavana lot says. Kavana lot says, if you hold mitzvah sichas kavana. That was the Gemara, the first line in this parak. The Gemara discussed the machlekes satana, where the mitzvah sichas kavana doesn't only apply by shaking a lulav or by blowing shofar or by reading the Megillah. It applies to Kriya Shema as well. Machlekes where the mitzvah sichas kavana. But here we're not talking about kavana lot. Here we're talking about kavana is Pirush Amilus. You have to know what the words are that you say. If you recite Kriya Shema translation, so it's usually assumed that only those who understand that translation are Yotze, like the Mishnah says in Megillah. One who reads the Megillah in another language, the Megillah is written in a different language, so Karmosa legiftis legiftim, or the Yavonim the Yavonis. One who understands that language, So that's called the language only for those who understand. Whoever doesn't understand, that's not called the language. But the Hebrew language is considered the universal language even for one who doesn't understand. So the one could be in fulfillment of Kriya Shema if he recites Kriya Shema in Hebrew, even if he doesn't understand. But still, there's a special din that at least some section of the Kriya Shema requires Kavanas Pirush Amila. So how much needs Kavanas? So that's what the Braisa discusses. Second line from the bottom of Yud Gimel Amad Aleph. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbana, we have a Braisa. Vayusha Leikra Lamafreya. She reads Psukim out of 40 in Adyot. Hadvar Ma'alav Avecho. Alav Avecho means you should pay attention. You should have Kavanas Pirush Amilas. So how much has to have Kavanas Pirush Amilas? It says, Vayadvar Ma'al Shanech Sa'ochayim Alav Avecho. Yachol Teikol HaParsha Tzvicha Kavanah. Maybe the whole Parsha. Tilach Saftam Amzuz and Seisech Vashirech HaParsha Rishayna. No, you don't need kavanas pirush amilas so much. How much needs? Talmulaim ha-hadvarim ha-eile. For you hadvarim ha-eile, that's a miyut. Hadvarim ha-eile, only this and not that. At kan tzicha kavanah, mikan v'yelach en tzicha kavanah. You only need kavanas pirush amilas for the beginning and not for the rest. How much is the beginning? What does that mean? At kan. See, here there's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Poshet pirush amilas. What's at kan? So Rashi says, Ad Alav Avecho, the bottom Rashi on Yud Gimel Amin Aleph. V'hoyu hadvarim elo shanechem tzavcha hayom al liv avecho. So you have to have kavanas pirush amilas for the first three psukim. Shema Yisrael Hashem Echod. So you have to say Hashem kach v'chol avad v'chol nafshcha v'chol miyadecho. V'hoyu hadvarim elo shanechem tzavcha hayom al liv avecho, the first three psukim. So Yisrael says, no, Ad Kan means the first two psukim. Ad v'chol miyadecho. Shishnei psukim elo, the first two psukim, constitute Kabbalah Samach Shamayim. The third pasuk is not Kabbalah Samach Shamayim. Sheshnei psukim eilu, Shema Yisrael v'yahavta Hashem Elokecha. Shnei psukim eilu, medabrin b'yichud Hashem v'yahavosoi u'b'yirosoi. Yeah, where does it say Yirosoi? Where does it say in Chumash? Es Hashem Elokecha Tira is a pasuk somewhere else. That's not in Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema says, Ahavosoi v'yahavta Hashem Elokecha. It doesn't say Yirosoi. Apparently, Tosfos thinks that Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem somehow blend in together. They're two distinct mitzvahs in the Minyan mitzvahs, but Taisus apparently assumes that they blend in together. So the pasuk that speaks of the Avos Hashem Elokecha, that's Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim, Yichud Hashem Shema Yisrael Hashem Echod. In Avos Hashem, that's Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim, and Avos Hashem but Yiras Hashem somehow supposed to blend in together.
Maybe because of the penyipta. If you don't listen, you'll be thrown out of Eretz Yisrael.
That's in the second parsha, yeah, but that's not over here. Okay. So it says in the first two psukim, Sheshnei psukim elo, Ledabrin b'yichud Hashem, b'yahavosu b'yirosa, that's Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim. So there's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, what did the first Tana say? Direi Reb Eliezer. What did Reb Eliezer say? So Rashi understands Reb Eliezer as saying that you need Kavanah Spirish Amilus for the first three psukim, till and Taisus says, no, only the first two psukim. It's interesting, when the Rambam quotes this Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shul ben Korcho, why do you first recite Shema Yisrael, then V'yahavta, then V'hoyu, Shema V'hoyoyim Shemaya, and then V'hoyoyim, why in this order? So the Rambam quotes the Mishnah, that the first parsha contains Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Kriya Shema, what is the definition of Kabbalah Samach Shemayim? So he says, Yichud Hashem, monotheism, Ahavasoi. He doesn't say like Tosfos Yirosoi. The Rambam just says, Yichud Hashem, Ahavasoi, V'talmudai, Shehu Ha'ikar Hagodol, Shehakol Tolui Bo. So the Rambam says there are three parts to Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. Tosfos says, also three, Yichud Hashem, Ahavasoi, V'yirosoi. But the Yirosoi doesn't really say.
So does the Rambam say that the whole first parsha is you have to have Kabbalah, because according to him, you lose.
No, the Rambam Paskin. No, the Rambam Paskin is like the Maskana Sagma, only Pasuk Rishon. Shema Yisrael Hashem Echod. That's going to be the Maskana, only Pasuk Rishon. And then the Magen Avraham says, Baruch Shem Kvar Machusim Avod has the same status as Pasuk Rishon. You have to have Kavanah Spirish Amilus for that too. Okay. So the Rambam only Paskin is Pasuk Rishon, but when he gives you the definition of what is Kabbalah Samach Shemaim, so he says, Yichud Hashem, Manasi Yisim Ahavosai, V'talmudai shuhu ikra godo shakot olivoi. So what does it mean, the word Talmudai? What does it mean, Talmudai? So Rav Soloveitchik always used to translate, Talmudai means Talmudo. What do you mean Talmud? Talmud Dom. Learning his Torah. That's how he translated. Learning his Torah. Someone just published an essay recently in a journal. The Soloveitchik family published a volume about davening from Drushas from Rav Soloveitchik. So he has this idea repeatedly mentioned there in his essay about Kriya Shema, that when the Rama says Talmud, it means learning his Torah, learning God's Torah. So the one scholar who published the essay quotes several scholars who say that they don't think that that's what that word in the Rama means. They think Talmud means to learn about Yichud Hashem. You should always be thinking about Yichud Hashem, Talmudo, to learn about this, not to learn God's Torah. But that's what Rav Soloveitchik translated, right or wrong. He thought Talmud meant to learn his Torah. And then the next line in the Rama, Shehu Hikar Agol Shakol Talib, how do you translate that? So I would have translated that these three components, Yichud Hashem, Abbas Hashem, and Liman HaTorah, Talmudo, are Kabbalah Samacha Shemaim, and Kabbalah Samacha Shemaim is the Ikar Agolah Shakol Talibai. That's the most important thing of the Jewish religion, is Kabbalah Samacha Shemaim. So Rav Soloveitchik did not translate like that. He thought the phrase Shehu Ikar Agolah Shakol Talibai refers back to Talmudai. He thought that Liman HaTorah is the most important aspect of these three parts of Kabbalah Samacha Shemaim. Yichud Hashem, believing in monotheism, Ahavos, loving Hashem, and Liman HaTorah, and that third one, Shehu, the third one is Ikar Agolah Shakol Talibai. This is what he translated. And where did the Rambam get this Einfall, that there are three parts to Kabbalah Samach Shemaim? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that the Rambam understood this Shitas Rav Lezer like Rashi. The first opinion in the Braisa is, you have to have Kavonas, Atkan, Svicha, Kavonah, Velo Kala Parsha, you need Kavonas, Pirush Amilu, for the first three Pesukim, not the first two Pesukim, the first three. Why the first three? So because that's Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. What do you have in the first three? In the first pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, you have Yichud Hashem. The second pasuk, you have Ahavasav, Yahavtos Hashem Lekecha. And the third pasuk, V'hoyu Hadvarim Ho'el Asher Anechem Etzavcha Hayom Ha'alev Avecha, means you should learn Torah. You should keep on thinking and learning all the time. V'hoyu Hadvarim Asher Anechem Etzavcha Hayom, the mitzvahs, Ha'alev Avecha, you should always be thinking and learning.
Which Rashi is this?
The last Rashi on the daf. Adkan Ad Ha'alev Avecha. Ad Alev Avecha. And Taisus disagrees with Rashi, the bottom Taisus. Adkan, the first Tana Rav Lezer says, Adkan means Ad B'chol Mi'odecho. The third pasuk says, V'hoyu Hadvarim Ha'ela, these two psukim should be Alev Avecha, you should have Kavanos Pirush Amilas. But Rashi learns within the first Tana, no. V'hoyu Hadvarim Alev Avecha, the first three psukim, including V'hoyu. Why? So the Rambam seems to have understood like Rashi. And he understood because the first three psukim contain these three major aspects of Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. Yichud Hashem, Avas Hashem, and Liman HaTorah. Talmud, Shuhu Ikar Agol. So that's the first Tana Rav Lezer, that you have to have Kavanos Pirush Amilas for part of the first parsha, the way Rashi learns the first three psukim, and Tosfos learns only the first two psukim. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Amalei Rabbi Akiva. Akiva was the Talmud of Rav Lezer. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. When it says Ashanechem Tzavcha Yom Alav Avecha, it goes on the whole parsha. It doesn't just go on the first two or three psukim. The whole parsha is shown. Okay. How do we paskin a machlekes Reb Lezer and Rebbe Akiva? So whenever there's a machlekes Reb Lezer in anybody, usually Reb Lezer loses. The Gemara says Reb Lezer Shamuti, who Reb Lezer was from the Beis Shammai, and he was usually outvoted. The Beis Shammai, usually they were too sharp. They were mechadah deitzei. The geniuses are always in the minority. So they were always outvoted. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yechanan halachik Rabbi Akiva. If this is the machlekes, what you need kavanas pirush amilas only for the first two or three psukim and for the whole parsha, then we should pass like Rabbi Akiva. So that's the first version. Ikedemas nilo ahod de tanya. Others say, no, Rabbi Yechanan commented on a different price, and not on the first price. The second price is already in Tosefta. The first price is not in the Tosefta. They dug up a price. The second price on the top of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the fourth line on top is in Tosefta. Akares Hashma Toshi Chavin Eslibo Yaftav Kavonos Pirush Amilas. How much? So he says, Rabbach Mishum Rav Yuda Imer Kibishi Kibulibo Beperek Rishin Shuvei Netzor. The first parsha Rishayna. Yaftav Kavonos for the first parsha Rishayna. That corresponds to Rabbi Akiva. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halachik Rab Bacha Shama Mishum Rabbi Yudah. The same thing. First, Rabbi Yochanan was quoted as saying, Halachik Rab Akivi, Nid Kabanas Pirush Amilus on the Parsha Vishayna. And the second version was that he made the same comment on a Brisa that quotes Rabbi Yudah saying the same thing. So Rabbi Yochanan, there's no two versions. The two versions of Rabbi Yochanan boils down to the same thing, that he thinks that you need Kabanas Pirush Amilus on the whole Parsha Vishayna. Then the Gemara is going to continue to go on. Tanya Yidach, we have another brisa that there's another sheet you need kavanas pirush amilus for the first two parshias. For the both parshias you need kavanas pirush amilus. Then you go a little further, the Gemara is going to quote that you only need kavanas pirush amilus on the pasuk rishon. Where is that? Tadarabbanan, before the wide lines, before the very wide lines. Four lines before the wide lines. Tadarabbanan, Shema Yisrael, Shema Ken Hashem Echad, Zui Kriya Shema Shem Rabbi Yehuda Nasir. Rabbi Yehuda Nasir was the chief rabbi. He was always giving shiurim for the Talmidim, for the Balabatim, before it was Man Shacharis. He woke up 4 o'clock in the morning, and he gave a shiur, so those people in that shiur went to daven by the first min. And then he gave a shiur for the next group, and they went to daven in the next min. Then he gave the shiur for the next group there, but he davened, they're going to daven, whatever. So he was always giving shiur, and he missed his makriyashma. So he used to be mavliya, then gavre le gavre. He used to say the shiur and had a meturgman say over part of the shiur for him out loud. They had no loudspeaker, so they had someone who could speak loud. So while the meturgman was saying over, he used to say pasuk rishon. He didn't say the rest of kriyashma. He only said pasuk rishon. So what did he accomplish by saying pasuk rishon? So the answer is his opinion, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's opinion is, that only pasuk rishon is deraisa, and you have to recite kriyat shema within this man kriyat shema, so you say pasuk rishon again. That's what the Gemara says. Zoi kriyat shema sharet yudana. So that's why the Gemara quoted before, on the first, when you have the first wide line, not the first very wide line, the first wide line, Tana Rabbanu Shema Yisrael Shemokein Hashem Echad, Ad Kan Tzvicha Kavanas Alev, Divei Rab Meir. You only need Kavanas Tzvich Amilas on the pasuk rishon mamish. Why? Because he holds only pasuk rishon. The Ramban says because that opinion, Rav Meir, Rav Yudah Nasi, they hold only pasuk rishon is their right. Okay. So now the Gemara quotes, "Amar Rabba Halachik Rav Meir." We pass from like you only need kavanas pirush amilus on pasuk rishon. So now we have a shaila. When you have over here machlekes satanaim, how much of kriyash ma needs kavanas pirush amilus? So there's Rav Meir and Rav Yudah Nasi think pasuk rishon. Rav Leizer says either the first two psukim or the first three psukim, Machlekes Rashi and Taisi. Rabbi Akiva disagrees and he says you need Kavanas Pirush Amilus on the whole Parsha Rishayim. The next time we didn't read the Shita yet, next time it says you need Kavanas Pirush Amilus on the first two Parshas. So you have, in Tanaim, you have four different Shitas over here. Five Shitas. Pasuk Rishon, two psukim Rishayim, three psukim Rishayim, Parsha Rishayim, or state Parshas. So who do you pass can like? So it's a Machlekes Samarai. So Rav Yechanan says we pask in Parsha Rishayna. Rava says we pask in Pasuk Rishon. So who do you pask in like? Machlekes Rava and Rav Yechanan. The Tosfos says no, we know who we pask in like. The second Tosfos on the top, on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We usually have a rule, whenever there's a Machlekes, a Rebbe in a Talmud, so we say, Ein Halacha Ki Talmud B'Mokam HaRav. Whenever the Rebbe disagrees with the Talmud, so we pask in like the Rebbe. So the Goyim say, but on the other hand, we have a Klal Hilchus HaKibasroi. We pass them like the later person. So these two contradict each other. You're saying, Ein Halacha Ketalmid B'Mokam HaRav. Then on the other hand, you say, Hilchus HaKibasroi. So the Geonim give the Teretz. Tosfos is Mavli of the Teretz. The Geonim give the Teretz. That Hilchus HaKibasroi may abide the Rav of the Yevach. In the earlier generations of the Amoraim, they were just interested in learning and learning and learning. Starting from Abai V'Rav, they were interested in passing Halacha HaMai. There are different yeshivas in the world. Some yeshivas, they sit and they learn. They don't know what's a Shulchan Aruch. They don't know which way to hold the Shulchan Aruch. They don't even know that there is a Shulchan Aruch on certain Masechtos. They don't know that on the side they tell you where to find everything in Shulchan Aruch. Another yeshiva is they learned everything last week, Shmaik, Tzad, Liba, Dilts, and each one is convinced that their way is the most correct way in the world. So from the days of Abai V'Rav Avielach, they were more interested in being Chaveh, what the Pesach Halach is. So that's what the Goyim said. Hilchus HaKabasra Mi Abai V'Rav Avielach. So that's what Tosfos writes. Halachi Kaimalon. Bachi Hilchus Tosfos says we have a machlekes, five opinions in the Tanaim, and in Amoraim it's machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rava. So Tosfos says we're not going to find a klal. What's the din? You have Rava Rabbi Yochanan, Halachik Rabbi Yochanan, Rava Shmuel. We have rules. These people were contemporaries. You have Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Halachik, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda, Halachik, Rav Yossi. You have these were contemporaries. You don't have a rule in Shas when there's Machlokes Rav and Rav Yechanan. They didn't know each other. Rav Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael, first generation of Amoraim. He was a student of Rav Yehuda Hanasi. Rav lived in Bavel. They had no shaykhs with each other. So the Gemara is not going to tell you a klal. So Tosis is making up a klal. Hilchus and Kabbalah right now by the Rav of Yehuda. They're improvising. So that's what Tosis says. We pass like Rav. You only need Kavanas Pirush Amilas on the post-secretion. You know, Magan Avram says that Baruch Shem Kvam Mechus Yomavad has the same status as the post-secretion. You have to have Kavanas Pirush Amilas for that as well. That's what some say.
The Baruch Shem should be included in this requirement of Kavanah. We see that in this Gemara?
No. The Magan Avram adds it on. When the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, and the Magan Avram adds that on.
Someplace else.
Right, yeah.
From
Yeah. I mean, the theme, the brachas spell out the themes of the parsha. Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, what is that?
The Gemara says here, they were discussing Rav Yehuda Hanasi. He used to give shiur from 4 o'clock in the morning till 9:30. So he missed 9 Kriya Shema. So he davened at the late thing. There was a Chassidish Shtibah. What did he say is 9 Kriya? What did he do with Kriya Shema? He was learning the whole time. So the Gemara says, he said Pasuk Rishon. He said Shema Yisrael. So when did he say Pasuk Rishon? The Gemara says he used to cover over his eyes. So why did he cover over his eyes? So some say you cover over your eyes to be more and more Kavanah. So that's a shaila that you have to cover your other eyes only for Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, or for Baruch Shem Kvam Mechus Yom Avod as well. It's not such a major issue, but that's the shaila. What's the meaning? So loy demogen Avraham that you have to have kavanas pirush amilas, what the pasuk Rishon means for Baruch Shem as well. And that's what some are makpid that you should cover your eyes when you say Baruch Shem Kvam Mechus Yom Avod also, because covering the eyes is supposed to help you concentrate better and the pirush amilas. So here, in between, the Gemara quotes the different opinions of the Tanoim. Here, Tanya Ida, about 8 lines from the top. We have another price of Ahoyu, Shalik, or Lamafre. You can't read out of order. Okay. Has to be considered. Alev Avecha means you have to have Kavanas, Pirush, Amilas. You have to know what you're saying. Rav Zutra, Oy, Meratane, he says, Adka, Mitzvos, Kavana, Mikam, Yelech, Mitzvos, Kriya. The first part of Shema, you have to have Kavana. What do you mean, Adka? Parsha Rishayna. Rashi knows. Adka means Parsha Rishayna. You have to have Kavanas Pirush Amilas. That was the Shita of Rabbi Akiva before. You have to have Kavanas Pirush Amilas with Parsha Rishayna. And the Parsha Shniya, the Kavielach Mitzvah is clear. You just recite it. You don't have to have Kavanas Pirush Amilas. Rabbi Yoshiyoyme, he disagrees and he says, Adka Mitzvah is clear. The Kavielach Mitzvah is Kavanah. The first Parsha you have to recite. And the second parsha, all you have to have is kavana. You can read it in your mind. You don't have to pronounce the word. Hira kediba dami. So the Gemara says, why? Maishna mikan v'yelech mitzvahs kriya. Dichsiv ledaber bam. The first Tana says that the first parsha you need kavanas pirush amilas, and v'hayayim shamaya does not need kavanas pirush amilas. The Gemara says, why? How come in the second parish you just have to recite the Chsivet Ababam, Achanami Oksivadi Bartabam? The first Tana sounds like he says, in the first parish Shema, you don't have to pronounce the words, you just have to read it in your mind. You don't have to pronounce the words. The second parish, you pronounce it with your lips, and you don't have to have Kavanah. In the first parish, you don't have to have Kavanah. Oh, the first parsha, you have to have kavana. You don't have to pronounce it with your lips. How can it be? So the Gemara says, no. The first Tana says like this. The first parsha, it says, v'dibarta bam, and it says, alav avecha. So the parsha Rishayna needs dibur. Here is lav kedima. If you read in your mind, you're not yet. You have to pronounce it. And it says, alav avecha, so you need kavanas pirush amilas. The second parsha, he says, you don't need Kavanas Pirush Amilas. You just have to read it, and you don't have Kavanas Pirush Amilas. But it says also, Samtam Dvar Eile, Alev Avecha. Alev Avecha, new in the second parsha. So they'll say, then Allah Rabbecha, why don't you need Kavodas Pirush Amilas in the second parsha? So the Gemara name, the Stamtem is Vori Eila Allah Rabbecha, doesn't mean you should think in your mind what you're pronouncing the Kriyashma. You should put the tefillin next to your heart. That pasuk goes, it says it right after the, right in connection with the tefillin. So the tefillin shal yad, where do you put, how does it say in the pasuk?
Shaitim
leos al yadecho. Shaitim leos al yadecho. So where's al yadecho? You put the tefillin over here, al yadecho. So the din is done, you have to put it higher up, opposite the heart. So that's the shaila, how high up is opposite the heart? Is it over here or is it over here? So that's a major machloikas, Rashi and Taisus and Menachos. The same Gemara appears in Menachos, Daflam and Zainam and Beis. So Taisus points out over there. Rashi used to wear the tefillin over here. Rashi Shita, you wear tefillin shal yad over here. That's called Keneged Aleis. How is it Keneged Aleis? I mean, if you lean over, it'll be Keneged Aleis. And Taisus disagrees. He says, no, the tefillin shal yad has to be over here. Rashi gives you a French word. The French word does not mean the muscle. Rashi gives you a French word, pardon. Pardon means the fleshy part of the arm. He would have given a different word if he meant muscle. And Taisus disagrees with the Rashi. Big Taisus and Menachos, they say it's not correct. Everything is interconnected. The Gemara says, when you wash until it's a dime, when you wake up in the morning and when you want to eat the bread, you have to wash till the joint in the arm. Which joint in the arm? And then when the Kohen and one Aduchim, they have to wash till the next joint, which is the first joint, which is the next joint. So Rashi says, when you wake up in the morning, and when you wash your bread, you have to wash till the wrist. And when the Kohen and one go to Aduchim, they have to wash till the elbow. And the Gemara is going, this joint, the other joint, the other joint, they don't tell you which joint. This is all based on Rashi's understanding that you put Tfilah Shel Yad over here. So based on that assumption, so that joint is Netilas Yadayim, and this joint is Seduchim. Taisus disagrees. We don't know any Kohanim who wash Seduchening all the way till the elbow, so we don't follow that opinion. So Taisus says everything is moved backwards and forwards. They say, no, the Tfilah Shel Yad goes over here, and the Kohanim don't wash up to here, they wash till the wrist. When you wash for bread, or you wash when you wake up in the morning, it's sufficient if you wash over here. We're machmed to satisfy Rashi's opinion all year long. If you have water, it doesn't cost any money. In America, the water doesn't cost how much money. So if you can be machmer to satisfy Rashi's opinion, why not? So, but on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, when you're not permitted to wash unnecessarily, so then the Beis Yosef right. The Beis Yosef right all year long, you should try to the Yosef Tavah Tikira satisfy even Rashi's opinion for the Tilus Yadan. Nobody recommends to satisfy Rashi's opinion for the Kohen and Tzeduchim.
Why not?
I don't know.
No, not the same time. Sometimes it's a different time of the day.
Well, when they do it.
It just depends on that. It's not because the water interferes with the tefillin.
No, just saying it's
no, Rashi told him about we could fill it off a long time ago, right?
No, let's say the Kohanim had a duchen in Shabbos every day.
Yeah, but isn't Rashi also talking about when you're not wearing tefillin?
Okay.
Right. But how do you have to say it's because of the tefillin?
According to Rashi, every time the Kohen wants to go duchen, he has to take off the whole tefillin shal yad. If you have to wash still here, you don't want to pull
it off. You say you wear just they take off the straps still here anyway. They take off the straps still here.
That's no, but Rashi also put the shal yad over here. That never says in the Gemara you have to take off the tefillin shal yad.
Rashi
Sheetah
was something that was
Makadesh,
or it was something that it was a Sorah.
What did Rashi's father
wear?
Right.
I wasn't there, I don't know.
No, I mean,
I understand all the other Inyanim, because, you know, whatever, it
wasn't
that
it was a
duo, whatever. Something like
Tfilin. How could it be? I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, Rashi's opinion is clearly not the accepted opinion. But all the Rashis are interconnected. The Rashi holds, this is a Makon Tfilin, and Kohanim have to wash the Duchen Tfilin here. Everything is a Pella. And you have to wash for
Leah. Where's the Tosfos? Not here.
In Menachos, there.
Menachos.
Lamed Zayin. Okay. It's on Lamed Zayin Omed Aleph. This line, Aleph Avecha, this line happens to be Lamed Zayin Omed Beis, but the Gemara talks about the same thing on Lamed Zayin Omed Aleph. So that's where the Tosfos is. So again.
So in those places, it did not pull the stops that we could. The Shevach to fall. So that's the critical value of that's why you say if you have,
And how much you eventually pass right away.
Yeah, but still he's asking, according to Rashi, the Shalyad is over here, and you have to wash the Duchen until here.
So
you have
the
to
Rashi,
take off?
Rashi, the so-called Amusha, I mean, Rashi would not accept Duchen?
No. Rashi says you're not Yotze. Rashi, you have to wash Shachris.
No, I'm finished.
What if you put higher up?
The board of Goa is this, that's for sure.
The Gemara says you have to put the tefillin on the kiboris.
Yeah,
so Rashi translates kiboris means where the flesh gathers is over here. This part of the arm. And Taisa says, no, the muscle. I think so.
Because
it says Al Yadecha. This is the yad. Rashi learns this is the yad. Up until the elbow is the yad. That's a discussion in the Gemara. How much is the yad? Only this is the yad or up until here? Or even up until here? Gemara Nerchen has such a discussion.
So why, when it comes to someone who will not wear in theory, do Rav Eitan, to put on both, why is nobody supposed to Rashi to put it on? I mean, you put it on and say Shema, and then put it on and do the rest.
Apparently the Ruba the roof of the island didn't do like Rashi.
Only two people not wear Rav Eitan.
I've never seen anyone wear Shema over here. Have you?
Yeah, that's not the accepted thing.
It's not because of the Chosin.
The Libracha, hey, may be satisfying Rashi Shita. I don't know. Anyway, so again, so the first time it says that the first parsha you have to have Kriya, you have to pronounce it. You can't just read it in your mind. It says the Dibartabam. And you have to have Kavanah's Pirush HaMilas. For the whole first parasha, he says, because it says, Alev Avecha. The second parasha says also, Alev Avecha. No, that Alev Avecha tells you the Makom HaNachas Tefillin Shel Yad. That doesn't go. The whole parasha should be with Kavanah's Pirush HaMilas. But you need Kriya on the second parasha, because it says they're also the Dibartabam, just like it says in the first parasha. Ledababam. The first parasha says Dibartabam. Second parasha says Ledababam. Then what was the second Tana? Zok Fakir. First Tana was who? The first Tana was Mazutra, Reb Zutra. The second Tana was Rav Yoshia. So what does Rav Yoshia say? The Gemara says, Omamar, let's go back. Rav Yoshia Meher, Adkan Mitzvah's Kriya. The first Parsha, you have to pronounce it. And the Kan Yelach Mitzvah's Kabbalah. The second Parsha, you can read it in your mind, you don't have to pronounce it. So the Gemara says, why? It says this, both expressions, say in the first Parsha and the second Parsha. It says, V'dibarto on the Dababam. So you have to pronounce both? Why is it enough just reading in your mind the second parsha? So it's like the first parsha says v'dibartabam, so the second parsha says l'dababam, same thing, exactly the same. Everything more? No. How does that pasuk say v'dibartabam? V'shivtucha b'veisach v'lachtucha derech, that goes ha'hu v'dibartayru v'dichsiv. That doesn't mean kriyashma. V'dibartabam, v'shivtucha b'veisach, on the first parsha means you should recite kriyashma. But kriyashma derech is only parsha v'shayna. The second parsha that says the Dibartabam Shiftucha Bevistecha Velachtucha Adecha Peshachucha Gmecha goes on Limanat Torah. It doesn't go on. That was one opinion when we learned Daf Chof for Aleph. What was it? We learned Daf Chof Aleph from an Aleph. There was one opinion in Gemara that the whole institution of Kriyashma is Lav Deraisa. The whole aye, but it says the Dibartabam Nahu B'Divitaru Hudichsiv. Minat Torah, you have to recite some parsha or another from the Torah. You can be Mavis Sedri every day and you'll be Yaitse Minat Torah. The choice of reciting Dafke, the insistence on reciting Dafke, Shema, Vayam Shemaya, so there was an opinion in Gemara that that's only Midirabban. We don't paskin like that. We paskin that part of Kriya Shema is Deraisa. But this Tan is of the opinion, only Parsha Rishon, Parsha Shniya, that pasuk, Ledab Bebom, Shiftucha Bevisecha, that's only Midirabban. So since Parsha Shniya, Ledab Bebom, Shiftucha Bevisecha, goes on Talmud Torah, so it's only Midirabbanan, you have to include the second parasha in Kriyashma. So they're only Misakin, you should read it in your mind. You don't have to pronounce it with your lips.
And that would be exception to all the other things in the Torah, where we always require, where we say here a lot could be done. Benching and 100 other things. We always say, here is not enough.
When there's a
and
mitzvah.
This will be an exception.
Yeah, because this is only Midirabbanan. Then I tell you, don't have to say about Yoyim Shemoyah. So that's the way they instituted. This Tana Rav Yoshia, we don't accept his opinion. This Tana Rav Yoshia thinks Parsha Rishon is the Raisa as Kriyashma, Parsha Shniya just is a Dvar Chizuk for Liman HaTorah. And it's only Midirabbanan that they instituted you should recite the Parsha Shniya. So they instituted, you should go through the Parsha Shniyah. If you read it in your mind, you know, there's no need to actually pronounce it. So these are all, so we have already all the opinions, whether Pasuk Rishon is Daraisa, Parsha Rishon is Daraisa, Shtei Parsha is Daraisa. So all the opinions that the Rishonim had on the first half, everything is rooted in this Gemara, and Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So then the Gemara says, and what Kavanah is supposed to have when you recite? Kavanah is Pirush HaMilas on Pasuk Rishon. What does it mean, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echod? The person should be Marech the Echod to be Ma'ur Kavanah. What Kavanah is supposed to have? So the Gemara says, one of the Amaroyim was Echod, it took him forever. So the other one told him, what's taking you so long? You just have to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech above and below, in heaven and the earth, and in Dalet Ruch HaSarim, and you don't have to have more Kavanah than that. Kivin dam lichte lemaila lemata la baruchas hashemayim sula tzichas. It's not necessary to have such long kavanas. You can have the kavanah bekitz. That's what they quote, I think, from Rabbi Sol Salanter, that people usually they have in mind shemayim ba'aretz and all the dalei ruchas and everything except for the person himself. I'm not mekabel the Rabbi Shlom that he's my boss. I'm not going to listen to him. God rules over everything, but I'm not necessarily going to observe his mitzvahs. The person has to mean the Kabbalah that he's going to listen to the mitzvahs that the Rebbe Shalom gave us. So now the Gemara has another issue.
So requires these all Makushima requires a tshuva, like Yom Kippur, a redo already? If the Kabbalah is for who is for Oila, sometimes but then it's like saying you got to do redo and you get Shema, because if you hold that,
okay, so we'll get to that in Ishmael. That's right, we'll say Slachlan Avino, Hashemayin Avino Sorasecho. You should give us the ability to do tshuva, and we apologize for any others that we did. And the Kriya Shema is just in Mekabalo, Machu Shemai. And then the Vidu he'll get to later. When he says Shemana Esri, he'll say the Vidu. So now the Gemara has a din that's a function of Kavana. How much of Kriya Shema is that Kavana? So what happened after Kamina? How much of Kriya Shema requires Amida? Where do you need Amida? So Tosis quotes the Rishalmi, Alava Vecha Bamida. What does it mean Bamida? You have to stand up when you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Echor. So Tosis quotes the Rishalmi, no. Doesn't mean Lavdi Haya Yoshe Bamida. Doesn't mean that if you're sitting you should stand up, Lekovit the first Pasuk of the first Parsha of the two Parshas. What it means is, Imhoya Mahalach, if you're walking, he's pacing back and forth or he's walking on a highway, you should stand still, because as you're walking, you have less kavanah. When you stand still, you'll be able to have more kavanah. Oh, so the shaila is, how much of Kriya Shema needs kavanah? See, if you hold that only Pasuk Rishon needs kavanah, so Pasuk Rishon should be Bamida. If you hold the whole Parsha Rishon needs kavanah, so the whole Parsha Rishon should be Bamida. So that's what the Gemara says. This is totally Zebizeb. So the Gemara quotes, Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion, called a Parsha Kula Bamida. If you're walking, you should stand still for the whole Parsha Rishayna. So the Gemara says, that's Rabbi Yechonel Shittosava. How's the Rabbi Yechonel time? Eh? The Rabbi Yechonel Paskin, we happen not to accept Rabbi Yechonel Shittosava. Rabbi Yechonel Paskin, that Haloche, Kerabach, Shama, Mishum, Rabbi Yudah, that the whole Parsha Rishayna needs Kavana. So if you're going to be walking, you won't be able to have Kavana.
So we have to stand still. If you're walking, we have to stand still for how long?
Oh, so that's the Shaila. So the Gemara said that it's Toli Zebizeh over here. The Gemara said it's Toli Zebizeh. So the way we pass in La Locha, that only persecution needs Kavana. So you only need Amida for the persecution. You shouldn't need Amida for the rest. So the Rif and the Rosh have a Machloikus Aliyah. The Rif introduces a new idea. There's a Mishnah later talks about the workers who are working on the trees. They're chopping off branches on the trees, whatever, they're doing work. So Shemana Esrei, they can't daven Shemana Esrei while they're standing on the trees. You have to stand with your 2 feet together on the earth and so on. But Kriya Shema, you can do while you're on the trees. So and then they're going to keep on chopping off the branches while they're saying Kriya Shema also. They're going to do the work. So it says, no, while you're doing the work, so you can't be Mechavin. So you have to pause. You have to pause from the work, holds man that you're reciting certain parts of the Kriya Shema that need Kavana. So how much? That's a Mishnah Tezayna Medalas. So they have to pause, calls man that they're saying that part of Kriya Shema that needs Kavana. So how much do they have to pause for? So the Gemara talks about Parsha Rishayna. So the Rif Paskins, Parsha Rishayna, they're not allowed to be Yoskim Amlach in Parsha Rishayna. Aye, but the refrekt akasha, but we paskin only pasuk rishon needs kavana, and the rest of the even parashat Hoshana doesn't need kavana. So the Rif comes up with a new concept. There's a din kavana, then there's another din kriya rois. If you oisik ben malachta, that's kriya rois. So the first pasuk rishon has one status. You need kavana. The parsha Rishonah needs a little less than that, but a little more than the second parsha. And the second parsha needs even less than that. It's a new concept that never appeared before. Kriya Rois. The Rosh doesn't agree. The Rosh says, what are you talking about? The Gemara just talks, whatever needs kavana, so you shouldn't walk and you shouldn't be Yosef the Malachta. So that's only post-agreement. How do you come up to say that the parsha Rishonah needs more kavana than the parsha Shnia, but less kavana than the post-agreement? It's a new chilek. Kriya Rois. So that's a machlekes Rosh and the Rif in Shulchan Aruch. We follow the Rif on this. That we do follow this new concept. The Pasuk Rishon needs Kavana. So you have to have Kavanas Pirush Amilus. And the Parsha Rishon shouldn't be a Kriya Rois. So we should be careful to treat it a little more respectfully than the Parsha Shnia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you should stand still for the Parsha Rishon.
The whole Parsha Rishon?
I think so.
The Mishnah says till Alavavecha.
Till Alavavecha. Uh-huh. So that's Gor
in between.
That's Gor in between. That's Gor in between.
But it's based on the concept of ways.
Yeah.
Of moral concentration.
Yeah. That's the Tana who said that was rejected, but the problem is that the Gemara and the next daf and Tezayin the Gemara says like that Alav Avecha. It shouldn't be Yosef ben Malachim calls man Yosef till Alav Avecha. But that's this riff that he came up with a new concept. Even though you don't need Kavanas Pirush Amilus for the rest, but you still need it shouldn't be a Kriya Rois. That the Gemara on the bottom of the Amud is reviewing again the Machlokes from Meir Rav Yehuda regarding Hefsek, regarding talking in the middle of Kriya Shema. That we spent time the last couple of weeks on that. That what exactly does Rav Meir say? So Rav Meir is more strict than Rav Yehuda as far as being mafs. So the Gemara finally interprets what's the Pirush Amilus. Rav Meir says the Emtza HaPerek in the middle of Parsha Rishona, middle of Parsha Shnia, there's only a hefsek to be mafsik mepnei hayira. Not even allowed to be meshiv mepnei hakovim. You're not allowed to be meshiv to someone else. And beinah prokim, you're permitted to be shoyl mepnei hakovim and meshiv mepnei hakovim, but not meshiv shalom l'chol adam. Beemtza perek, there's only a hetem mepnei hayira. And bein perek leperek, there's a hetem mepnei hayira mepnei hakovim, and that's all. And we don't pass like Rav Meir. Rav Meir Rav Yehuda Halacha Rav Yehuda, we pass like Rav Yehuda, that beemtza perek, you could be shoyl mepnei hayira, but meshiv mepnei hakovim. And bein perek leperek, you can be shalom mepnei hakovin and meshiv shalom lechalon. So the halacha is like Rav Yehuda. So this takes a while till the Gemara finally establishes what the Pirush Amilus is in Rav Meir. So then the Gemara has a shaila that's 8 lines from the top of Yud Daled Amud Aleph. What would you say regarding halal and megillah? You're in the middle of reciting halal on a yontif when you're really mechuyev to say halal. Reciting Halal on Rosh Chodesh, Tosfos shows from the Gemara in Tainus, Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis, that it's only a minute. Because the Gemara says there, Rav Ikla LeBavel. Rav was born and bred in Bavel. Then he traveled to Eretz Yisrael to learn by Rav Yehuda HaNasi. Then he got smicha, then he went back to Bavel, and he established the yeshiva. Because there was very little learning going on in Bavel. So Rav and Shmuel both came back, they learned by Rav Yehuda HaNasi, they both established yeshivas in Bavel. So the Gemara says, when Rav came to Bavel, Rav Dikko Motza, the God of Bageder, there is the open Wild West. The people didn't know Bas B'chol of Shabbos, Kashrus, Taras, HaMishbar, they knew nothing. Like in America years ago. They didn't know anything about, they were religiously oriented, but they didn't know how to keep it. So Rav had to introduce many chumis and many gzeris to get the people to be more medakteh. Because Rav's Balabatim were very ignorant, so he introduced lots of chumis and muktzeh and all kinds of things. So the Gemara tells the story that on one occasion they were davening on Rosh Chodesh, they were saying halal. So he said, there they go again. They don't even know you don't say halal on Rosh Chodesh. He started walking over to the Chazan to tell him Rosh Chodesh, you don't say halal. But then the Chazan skipped was going so fast, so hasn't skipped already the third chapter and the third section. How? So the Beit Kasha Tfarempa Esh the Kasha. Kush Yechoda Metarcha Bechavato. He realized that obviously it's only a minig, and that's the minig, so he let them continue with their minig.
Which proves that he didn't say bro.
That's the question. That's what Tosfos has the machlokes. Because the Gemara says in Sukkah and Daf Nim Dalet on the days, Tosfos quotes everything here. You Dalet on the days. This is a very famous Tosfos. It says in Sukkah, Mem Dalet on the days, there's a machlokes regarding clapping Hoshainas on Hoshana Rabba. Is that a takkana mid the Rabbanan or is that a minig? So the Gemara says, we paskin the maskana that it's only a minig, because chobit v'loy barach. They saw one of the Amorim with a clap to Hoshainas, but he did not recite a bracha. Shema mino that it's only a minig. If it would have been a takkana de Rabbanan, he would have said a bracha. He said bracha, shekadishanam in mitzvah of tzivana, even on a mitzvah that's only mid the Rabbanan. So why didn't he say bracha on clapping Hoshainas? It's not even a din de Rabbanan, it's only a minig. So you see from the Gemara that whenever you fulfill a minig, you don't say a bracha. So that's what Tosfos quotes from the Machzor Ditri is the Talmidim of Rashi, that since reciting Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh is only a minig, so you should not recite a bracha. And Tosfos says not so. Tosfos says no. There's a difference between clapping Hoshainas and reciting Halal. Clapping Hoshainas doesn't exist anywhere. The different thing is money chavit chavit v'lo brach. What even chavit? Chavit means chibat arava. Yom chibat arava. Chibat means you clap it on the table, you clap on the floor. A chibat means to shake it. Whichever it means, whether to shake or to clap, it doesn't exist anywhere, not in Atar, not in the Rabbanah. You're not in fulfillment of any existing mitzvah. It's not that we borrowed a mitzvah from somewhere else. Like on Yom Ha'atzmaut and Eretz Yisrael, so they borrow mitzvahs from all over the place. So they blow shofar. There is a mitzvah of blowing shofar. They say Kabbalah's l'chud. I don't know. They say that exists. L'chud l'ramana exists. They say hello. They do things that exist. They say they're long sukkah dizimra. All these things exist in other cases, other places. And he talks. So that's what Tosfos distinguishes. Halal exists as a mitzvah. And you recite the bracha when you say halal on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. So since halal does exist as a mitzvah, except that the mitzvah doesn't apply to Rosh Chodesh for some reason or another. Mark explains why. So the minhag has it that you recite halal on Rosh Chodesh. So then you can say a bracha, shekadishanu b'mitzvah of tzivanu, likros alkas, reciting halal is a mitzvah, but clapping Hoshainas. However you translate chibat arava. It doesn't exist, not min HaTorah, not min HaRabbanan, it doesn't exist anywhere as a mitzvah. So the whole thing is, Hayrasav Eleidas, the whole thing is only a minig. So it's not a chepta of a mitzvah. It's not that we're taking a mitzvah and we have a minig to do the mitzvah when we're not mukhayif to do it. We're inventing a mitzvah, mitam minig, we're inventing a mitzvah. So the thing doesn't even exist as a mitzvah. So that kind of a minig, to chibat arava, that you can't say a bracha on. That's not a chepta shal mitzvah. But reciting Halal, or if you'll have a minig to blow shofar on Yom HaTzmaut, so blowing shofar exists as a mitzvah somewhere, so if you blow shofar on Yom HaTzmaut, if it'll become a minig, maybe you should talk to say a bracha. That's what Tosfos is saying over here.
Who's
Minhagim? The Masechet Sofrim says...
Creates that bracha.
Right. The Ramah in Hilchas Purim quotes that there's a minig to clap Haman. And it's a little problematic, because you clap Haman, you miss hearing the Kriya Samigillah. So if you have a Yeshidish minion, so the Valkor is going to lean over every time he says Haman and make noise, he's going to say it over again. Or the people are not going to begin clapping Haman till he finishes saying Haman. But by in the days of the Ramah, they used to clap Haman, you missed all the words. It was hard to hear. So the Ramah says, no, even though the minig is a little shaky, it's a minig that had the approval, it's a minig Vasikin, had the approval of Tzadikim and Chassidim in earlier generations. And he quotes from the Masechet Sofrim, a minig only has a status, only has the tokef of a minig, if it's a minig basikin, if it was approved by Tzadikim and Talmid HaChacham. That's the Ramah in Hilchas Purim. And the Magen Avraham has a whole arichas there. Minhagim, there's such a thing as a minig shtus. So you have to have the approval of Rabbanim that it shouldn't be a minig shtus.
But again, who, for whom are referring to?
So every local Orthodox rabbi has to determine which minig is a minig shtus and which is a minig basikin.
No, but I'm saying is that when you say minig basikin, you're saying that I can create something now that if all the ones got together and they said, coming up more.
Okay.
Blown shofar on your last word is correct. You can then see your bracha based on that?
Yeah, okay.
So you're saying that you could do it today, assuming that it's done with profit.
But those people will start the minon. How do they get it started?
So how
next morning, someone can tell you you're not allowed to do it.
Okay, so the Hamaynam starts a minig, and then they have to see if the Rabbanim will approve it. More correct should be that they should consult the rabbi in advance. Okay. So that's the famous Tosfos has the discussion over here. That Hallel, the reciting of Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is only a minute. But reciting of Hallel on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, that's really Medina. What do you mean Medina? Is it Medina Deraita, the Medina Derabbanan? That's the further Machlokes. The Bahag sounds like he thinks that reciting of Hallel is a Dimin HaTorah, and the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos has a whole attack against the Bahag. He sort of laughs at the Bahag. Why did he include Hallel in the listing of the Taryag Mitzvot HaTorah? It says 613 mitzvot given to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. So the list of the Taryag Mitzvot should only include mitzvot Deraita, and Hallel doesn't belong. So that's a question. The Ramban defends the Bahag, that maybe Hallel on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot is Deraita as an aspect of Simchas Yontif. What about Chatzi Hallel on Pesach, the last days of Pesach? So the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchas Chanukah, the last chapter in Hilchas Chanukah, the Rambam writes that on Chanukah you recite Hallel, and then he gives all the dinim of Hallel. Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, he discusses everything about Hallel in the last chapter, the end of Hilchas Chanukah. So the Rambam says, reciting of Chatzi Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is only a minig, and whenever one recites Chatzi Hallel, whenever else, there's only a one other time. The last 5 days of Pesach, yeah. So the last days of Pesach. So the Rambam writes that that's also only a minig. If it would have been a din, you would have recited Hallel Shalom. The fact that you only say Chatzi Hallel is an indication that it's a minig. That's the Gemara in Tainus. Rab was going to be mafsik the Balabatim when they were reciting Chatzi Hallel Arash, when they were reciting Hallel Arash Chodesh. He thought that this was also an Amaratzis. Kevin the Chosav the Kamedal Gediluge, when he saw that they're skipping, oh, Shmami know that it's a minig. So you see from the Gemara, whenever reciting Hallel is only a minig, so you should say Chatzi Hallel. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say. Those who want to recite Hallel on Yom HaAtzmaut, all that it's a chi of Medina to say Hallel, it's a minig. So he says, so let them say Chatzi Hallel. That's how the Rambam got it from the Gemara in Tainus, Avchot Ches. And whenever reciting of Hallel is a minig, you say Chatzi Hallel. The Magen Mishnah quotes the Ramban who disagrees with that Rambam. That Chatzi Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is a minig, that says in the Gemara. Chatzi Hallel on the list says that Pesach, he thinks that that's a takana de rabban. That's not only a meaning, that's a takana de rabban. Doesn't make that much of a difference. L'chap a slight nafkimina. Whether the Chatzi Hallel is a meaning, or Chatzi Hallel is a real takana de rabban, we'll have slight nafkimina. So here the Gemara has a shayla. Reciting of Hallel, the Gemara says, reciting of Hallel on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, a reading, the Megillah is only mid rabbanon. I take it back. Reciting of Hallel on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot was a machlokes the Bahag and the Rambam, whether it's the Raisa the Rabban. Here the Gemara is talking about reciting of Hallel on Chanukah. Reciting of Hallel on Chanukah. So the Gemara says Hallel on Chanukah is only the Rabbanon. The Mikra Megillah on Purim is only the Rabbanon. So the Gemara wants to know: are you permitted to be mafsik beemtzah in Hallel? You have chapters like in Tilim. So is it permissible to be mafsik beemtzah perek mepnei ha'yira? And they perik le perik mepnei akovet, the same as Kriyashma. It should be a Tal v'chayma. Kriyashma is the Raisa. And Halam Chanukah, Nikon Megillah is only with the Rabbanon. So whatever heter to be mafsik you have in Kriyashma, you should certainly apply to Halam and to Nikon Megillah. Or maybe I should say no, that since Halam Chanukah and reading the Megillah has an element of Bisumi Nisa, so this is going to kill the Bisumi Nisa. So that's a shot. And Mar says, no, it's a mutter. If it's mutter by Kriyashma, it's mutter by Halal and Megillah as well. Yeah, this is a famous Gemara. The Chasam Sofer writes in a tshuva that the tshuva that the Kol Mevaser, Rabbi Shulam wrote, was in the Rabbanut. He was a Rav in Europe. He never got a big Rabbanut because he was always from the Mizrahi when it was out of stock. So in Europe, he had little villages, yeah. Then after the war, he ran away to Eretz Yisrael, so he was a big Goyanadi. He was a Baki Nifla, unbelievable. He wrote the tshuva Kol Mevaser. So he was called upon by the Rabbanut to write the tshuva about Hallel on Yom HaTzmut. So he says, Hallel on Yom HaTzmut, who's their right? In Mechuyif, they say, Hallel with a bracha, Hallel Shalom, Mechuyif Menater. Why? Because the Chasam Sefer has a tshuva, the Hallel on Chanukah is their right. Whenever you had a big Yeshua, a big Nitzochen in the Muhammad, so it's a Chiyiv Menater to recite Hallel. So based on that Chasam Sefer, so he says that Hallel on Yom HaTzmut is their right, and you got to say a bracha. You don't need a takana. He says, we in the Rabbanut, we don't have any authority to make takana, but you don't have to make a takana. It's a dim in Atara, because that's what it says in the Chasam Sefer. So that Chasam Sefer is against the Gemara. So the Netziv wants to disagree with the Chasam Sefer. But it's embarrassing. Chasam Sefer is against the Gemara. So he writes, Hagoyim v'hatzadik, Chasam Sefer writes, halachanika is daraisa. First, he praises him. Usually, he quotes Chassam, doesn't say Hagoyim Hatzad, says Chassam Sofer says something. But here, he's going to disagree. So he writes Hagoyim Hatzad, Chassam Sofer writes halachanika is daraisa, and he says the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yudalit is against it. The Gemara says halal on Chanukah in Megillah is presumi niso. Maybe it's more chomer than Kriyat Shema, but we pass the notes. Less chomer because it's only the Rabbanah. So it's a beferish Gemara. How on Chanukah is only the Rabbanah. So the Talmidim of the Chassam Sefer was bothered with this kasha. About 30 years ago, there's a Machon Chassam Sefer in Eretz Yisrael, so they put out gigantic volumes of a Likut that Ha'oris by the Talmidim of the Chassam Sefer on the Tshuvas of the Chassam Sefer. They have kashas and terutim and tupulim and barichas Yisrael. So they all ask this kasha. How can the Chassam Sefer say, Hala Chanukah is Daraisa? It's against the Gemara. Gemara Beferi said it's only the Rabbanon. So they say, the Chassam Sefer said, in principle, you have to say Halal, you have to say something. It doesn't mean you have to say all these pages, so much. That's not Daraisa. The Gemara is talking about Ding Mafsik, Behem Tzaperek, Behem Aprofit. Menatari, you don't have to say so much. You say the first five lines. You say Halal. Then if you want to be Mafsik, Menatari, you can stop already. You say everything already. The fact that you say so many pages of halal, perik after perik after perik, that's only midir rabbon. But you, in principle, you should say halal. That's what you.
The Yisra Absok is over.
Yes. So the Yisra Absok, the whole issue you're dealing with is only the rabbon. Because on the level of the rice, even if you'll assume like the Chassam Sefer, that reciting of halal is the rice and Chanukah, but not so much. Yeah, the first few lines, any few lines. But to say so much, that's only midir rabbon. So now the Gemara is going to come to a Shara, the Gemara says, when you recite Halal Shalem, then you can only be Mafsik in the middle of Halal, the same as Kriya Shema, Ben Tzaperik Mavnei Ayira, and Ben Aprokim Mavnei Akoven, and so on. But on Rosh Chodesh, when it's only a minute to say Halal, and you leave out, so really you can say a few lines of Halal, and call it quits. You don't have to say anything, the whole thing is only a minute. So there, you can't tell me that you're not allowed to be Mafsik, you can't be so strict about being Mafsik. You could have skipped this whole chapter. Let's say I'm in the middle of a chapter of Tillim, and someone comes and he wants to greet me. So I don't treat it like Behem Tzaperek. I could have left out the end of that chapter. So it's like it's always treated like Behem Perek Leperek. I feel that Behem Tzaperek, I treat on a day on which you only say Chatzi Hal, I'm a Shredish, I treat it like Behem Perek Leperek. Because if I wanted to, I could have stopped that Perek over there. I'm not Mechuyif to say the whole thing is only a meaning anyway. So that's the next line in the Gemara. Okay, believe me, next week we'll have to continue.
The Gemara and Sochim could also support some sort of co-perical peric and everything that happens to Klal Yisrael. You should say Halal. Isn't Gemara there talking about
right?
That's with the Rabbanah or with the Raisa.
So the Nitziv said that the Shasa Yeshua.
Oh, the Shasa.